you're off at Caulfield today. There look to be some progressive horses lining up at the meeting.
Yeah, it is pretty much benchmark racing. But as you said, there's horses there that are going to get to higher grades than they're racing at today. So looking forward to the meeting.
All right, we've also got the TAB's Trent Langscale joining us. How are things, Trent?
Not too bad, thank you, Nadia. Welcome back.
And we've also got the meeting on at Stony Creek as well, but a twilight fixture with the TAB with their full prices up and running. What's the interest been like at this early stage?
There has been a fair bit of interest, Nadia, particularly earlier on in the card, the first three races. There's been some varied fluctuations amongst the favourite runners, but I will say towards the back end of the program, there are a couple of well-supported favourites in the final two races. We'll hear if Dino agrees with what the punters are thinking when we get to races 7 and 8.
We will. Okay, well, let's kick things off race 1 of the 8-race program. And there are a few scratchings in the first. You can take out runners 1, 2, 5, 9, 12, 15, and also number 17. And we've got a first starter, well, a couple of first starters that are really holding the key to the market, Trent.
We do have, Nadia. Now, you mentioned those scratchings, so obviously that impacts the market when we open late on Monday. But Columbus Circle went up $8.50, was as short as $2.50 this morning, just out to $2.70, but has been a big mover since Monday as the favourite. Canardi went up the original favourite at $2.10, was as much as $4 this morning, and now into $3.40. So they're coming back in terms of today's betting, but Columbus Circle $2.70, Canardi $3.40. Outside of that, Sunrise Dancer has been pretty solid around the $7 mark. Monarch Court at $7.50, and then to the double figures headed by Tank Attack at $14. But in the first, varied opinions after what we put up on Monday. Columbus Circle, $2.70 favourite. Gennady's the $3.40 second a leg.
Okay, Dean, let's talk about the map first before we dissect what you know about these first starters. Does it look to be much speed in this race?
I think a lot of it's been scratch nards, but ultimately I think Valor from Barrier 1 will use that draw. I would have thought Columbus Circle was the sharper of the two well-fancied first starters. Gennady has drawn the outside in a field of 10 now, but I don't think that will be an issue. I think he'll probably get across those drawn directly inside him pretty quickly. So he'd probably aim for it to be probably 1-1, I'd imagine. So, yeah, ultimately, the two well-fancied first starters, I would say, will be in the first four.
And they've got interesting gear changes with Columbus Circle with the tongue tie going on and Gennady with blinkers on for its debut. Look, what can you tell us about them, Dean?
Columbus Circle's been sharp in jump outs at Caulfield. He's quick out of the gates and looks a running type. Gennady's likewise, he's bred to get over ground, but he's been well educated up and he's always seemed to have had the blinkers on in most of the jump outs and the official trial that we've seen of him. So I think they're both very much in play. I think they're very much found in the market. And for that reason, there might be just a little bit of value with one that has raced but had no luck on debut, and that's Monarch Court. I thought his run at Werribee was very good, really, because he was angling for a run at the top of the straight that just didn't eventuate, and he got stopped in his tracks and got going again late. And Son of Redoute's Choice, he was just in the betting on debut, but I think with the benefit of that race experience, Mark Zara to ride from a good draw, and I've sort of mapped him to be inside that group I just mentioned. He's got a good chance of rolling maybe one of these first starters. And saying that, they've both got talent. I probably like Gennady a little bit ahead of Columbus Circle, but not a lot in it. Then to another race one in Sunrise Dancer, who comes through the same race I mentioned at Werribee as Monarch Court, but he ran second and was relegated to third after causing interference, might be next best. But yeah, fascinating race, and the volatility of the market may not have finished yet. I think there'll be still more to come. It's a really interesting race. 8, 7, 6 and 14.
So we go 8 from 7, 6 and 14. We go over to race 2. This is a 1440 metre 3-year-old 60 four, and you can take out runners 3, 4, 7 and also number 12 here, Trent, and we've got a dominant favourite.
We do have Nadia. You're speaking of Namor, who got up to as much as 2.30 this morning and has come in to 2.20 as the favourite there. Fearless Girl has been the mover when we went up on Monday, went up $7.50, as short as $3.80 this morning, just out to 4.20, so perhaps the 3.80 the punters are saying, well, that is short enough now, 3.80 to 4.20 this morning. Light Parade, solid at 6. They're the three fillies in single figures. You've got Ahira at 10, and then it's Something Serious Ted, the others at 11. The $2.20 favourite, but just noting from Monday, Fearless Girl went up $7.50, now $4.20.
Okay, so even though we've got scratchings, there have been a few that have been back. How does the speed scenario look in this race, Dave?
I'm not clear cut on who'll lead, but there's probably four that are going to go forward, and they are Something Serious, Newmore, Asira, and maybe Fearless Girl from out wide. So I think they're the four with the most speed, and as we know from that 14:40 start, not a long run to the first turn, but I think they're the four most likely to roll forward here.
Which taken your eye?
I'm going to go with Newmore. I think she's short enough, but that was a good win at Sandown, ran through the line and still looked at plenty to offer. So she returned good figures that day, and with a little bit up her sleeve, that's an encouraging sign. The improver will be Asira, number one. Her last two runs have been on softer ground. Back onto a drier track today is certainly in her favour, and she won a similar race to this at Sandown three starts back. Nine, exceedingly easy. Just jumped and was put into a spot and got way too keen last start at Caulfield. Back to her own age group here, and I think a quieter ride could see her improve at a price. And I didn't mind the maiden win of Off Peak last start. It made a lot of improvement from its previous run, and could be one that's worth including at a price. But favourite's the one to beat, and I think Sierra's probably the improver. 6, 1, 9, and 8.
6 from 1, 9, and 8. We then go over to the third event. This is a 3-year-old 64 over 1600 metres. Trent, scratchings in the event. You can take out runners 2, 4 and also the 10.
Nadia, this is similar to the first on the card where there has been a fair bit of volatility in the betting. You have Twin Spy, who is the current favourite, went up $6.50 on Monday. And this morning was as short as 280 but has drifted to 340, the holding favouritism. May's Angel has been the tightener this morning, has been 460 into 420 since 8 o'clock. Raw Performance, another one that's been supported from a $7 price originally on Monday all the way in the 420, and has been 420 for the majority of today's betting. Yulong September is a $5 chance, then Super is the rest of those in single figures at 8. Similar to the first on the card, a lot of change since we went up on Monday. Twin Spy has been easy though this morning, 280 to 340. May's Angel has been the firmer, as much as 460 in the 420. You've also got Royal Performance at 420.
Okay, so we've got quite a few chances here. Who do you have going forward, Dan?
Look, I think the speed probably comes from Eugene's Forest and Peerless. I think they're the two most likely to go forward. Royal Performance up in trip from Barrier 2 is going to be very handy, and Mahi's Angel probably lands behind them and ends up nearly in the 1-1, I'd imagine. But I think the speed, for a small field, I think the speed's at least even.
Okay, so an even tempo. What angle have you taken as far as your selections?
Look, I quite like the format of a race in Adelaide recently where both Yulong September and Super contested it. Super beat Yulong September home that day, but gee, I thought he went very wide, Yulong September, on that occasion and lost a lot of momentum getting out that wide, and did quite a good job to run third. I think with a little bit better run here and a bit more race experience, I'm going to go with him, but I think Super's a good winning chance also. He ran through the line well from Barrier 1 with Damien Oliver. I think he'll measure up. I'm trusting that form. Twin Spire, number 9, was a good win at Werribee. Very big figures late off a modest speed. Probably going to get a fair way back, but will be very strong late. And Mahi's Angel was quite a good run recently at Moonee Valley. He relaxed well off a fast speed. So I think he'll need a fairly genuine speed. He over-raced two starts back, and that would be the issue. If they pull up mid-race, he has a tendency to get a bit keen. But he's certainly got enough talent to be highly competitive in a race like this. But, yeah, I'm framing the thoughts around the Adelaide form of numbers 3 and 8, 3, 8, 9, and 1.
So 3, 8, 9, and 1 in race 3. Guys, the fourth is a 64-1600, and in this race, the scratchings are runners 1 and 8. What's happened with the betting, Trent?
Well, this is one of the races, Nadia, where the betting activity hasn't been as well, the fluctuations haven't been as wild as we talked about in a couple of the first three races. Mr. Tipler, the favourite, did open 390 on Monday and is now the 350 favourite. We have Colesberg, who's been a $5 equal second favourite with Savvy Bell during the morning. They haven't changed. Gaswork, 650, along with Indra Beale. And the other galloper in single figures is Empire Liberty at 750. But then the two in the teens, Kent Street and Spalding Cove, are 11 and 17 respectively. So So there's no horse here that's completely discounted from the market. Mr. Tippler, though, the most popular, 350 favourite.
And there looks to be a couple that could be up on speed in this race, don't
you? Yeah, I think you're right, Nards. I would think Gasworks will use Barrier 1 to advantage. Savvy Bell won't be far away. Empire Liberty, Mr. Tippler will be handy. So, yeah, again, only a field of eight, but I think you've got probably half the field with enough speed to push it along to a at least an even tempo.
And the market's virtually making a case for every runner. Looks an open event.
Yeah, it's nearly the smallest field and most open race of the day all in one. Mr. Tippler's, I think, the starting point. He returned a reasonable figure winning at Seymour last start, and he was only first up there. So he's open to improvement. He's won two of three to date, and he's going to get a great run. So I think he's the one to beat. Gasworks was a good win at Mornington. He put the foot down early, broke the field up, and kept going okay. He's in good form. I think with a good aggressive ride, he can run very well here. 10 Indra Beale and 4 Empire Liberty. There was very little between them at Cranbourne recently, and again, there won't be much between them. I think they're legitimate chances, but as we've spoken about, nearly every runner conceded some hope here. 2, 5, 10, and 4.
So 2 from 5, 10, and 4. Up to the quaddie legs now. Race 5 being the first leg of the quaddie over 2,420, a benchmark 70. Clear of scratchings this race, Trent, and we've got a favourite here from the Darren Weir stable.
That can be the case, Nadia, with Darren Weir usually has one at the top of the market, and you're speaking of the Gadding Ball, who's just eased out fractionally this morning from 260 to 270. Frank has been the one that's tightened during this morning's betting from 420 to 380 since 8 o'clock this morning. High Sierra just out from 6 to 650. Similar for Prince Ludwig, who's been 8 to 850. Then to the double figures, where Charlton is the best of those at 10. Not too much activity from a betting fluctuation point of view this morning. The Gadding Ball, a $2.70 favourite, but there has been a shortened for Frank, who's been 420 to 380.
And Dean, how does the map look here?
I think the lead's up for grabs, Nards, and I would expect from an outer draw that the mighty J-Rod will come across from barrier 8 of 9 and probably lead. Prince Ludwig up to this distance I think will be prominent. The inside draws of Dondre and Wolfendale hold their spot to some degree, and Charlton led last start, but he led it about 19 lengths below standard, so I'm not expecting him to lead, but he'll be maybe in the first half.
Gee, the Gadding Bull, he's been up a while, but he's racing consistently.
It's the never-ending preparation, isn't it, really? He just goes around and he keeps performing, and, I think it's run 20 for the preparation, and the preparation started on the 14th of April last year, so he's an amazing, resilient horse. He's a good chance. I really like Frank, though, here. I think he won well first up at Gawler. He had the 6 weeks or so between runs going into Moonee Valley. He loomed like a good chance. He ran out of momentum coming to the turn when he got held up, and then he just couldn't quite stoke up again. But I think with added fitness, added race experience, I think he's the one here. I like him a fair bit. Number 8, Frank, to beat 1, the Gadding Ball, who's running really well for this sort of grade. 9, High Sierra. She was thwarted by the slow pace at Seymour. I'm pretty confident she'll turn the tables on Charlton. And maybe number 2, the mighty J-Rod, at a price for 4th. He can lead, and if he rolls along at the right speed, he could give a good sight. He's better than his last couple of runs would suggest. 8, 1, 9 and 2.
So we go 8 from 1, 9 and 2. Now to race 6. This is a 64 over 1,200, and the scratchings are runners 11 and 14. Quite a few chances in this race, Trent.
There are, Nadia, and there has been a change in favouritism from 8 o'clock this morning, where we have Good Therapy now at the top of the market and has shortened from as much as 550 into 380. Honourable mention has now been demoted to the second line of betting, 380 out to 440. Mestico has been around the mark of 556, currently a $6 third elect. For Bid Me Not, another one that's had some specking, now as much as 9 into 7. Lots of focus at 850. And then you've got Chabot, who heads the others at 11. Few chances in race 6 at Caulfield, Nadia. There has been the change of favouritism this morning. Good Therapy now heads the market at 380. Head of honourable mention at 440.
And who would you have going forward here, Dan?
Yeah, having inside draw of Forbid Me Not, Nards, will use that gate, and so will Mystico from Barrier 2. She wouldn't be far away, or he wouldn't be far away. Then out wide, a Gangster's Curse, and towards the middle, Tycoon Roxy, I thought would be prominent. I think they're probably the first four, and then maybe the Bont next best. But no, speed will be okay, and probably for more the inside draws.
What angle have you taken?
Look, lots of focus is going really well. He ran in a race behind Rocks the Castle at Moonee Valley about a month ago, and he ran well. That's my little concern, that he's a month between runs, and he has been scratched in the last couple of weeks. But they've found what they think's the right race. So I think class-wise it is, and long as all's well with him, I think he'd be hard to beat. Good therapy, that the money's been very strong for him as soon as the market's opened. He trialled nicely back on December 24. He looked to be very comfortable in that gallop, and he just lost his way at the end of last preparation, but fresh in this grade, he's very well placed. Mystico's put in two really good performances this preparation, Sandown and Caulfield, so no reason to suggest he'll go backwards here, and from a good draw with the claim will run well. An honourable mention, heard earlier on the Breakfast Club that with Henry Dwyer, that they're going to ride this horse a bit quieter, and I think that's probably a good move. He's trialled well since that last run, and he's competitive here even with the big weight. But yeah, quite a competitive race. I'm leaning to lots of focus. 4, 9, 10 and 2.
So we go 4 from 9, 10 and 2. Now we're over to race number 7 today. Let's have a look at the market for this event. Going through the changes as well. Race 7. A 1440 metre benchmark 70. Look, it's clear as scratchings, and we've got the horse who won first up from a break in Rossman, who's come up favourite with the Tab Trent.
That is right, Nadia, and the punters are hoping that Rossman can do it again. Now, did go up $5.50 on Monday. That price didn't last too long and currently has separated from the rest of the chances. Rossman is the $3 favourite. Never again. Just a slight tweak this morning from $5.50 to $5. Free Fly 2 at the $6 mark. There hasn't been too much change there. Ground Break has had a bit of a nibble this morning, 8 into 7. A few other chances in single figures are Hunamosa at 9, a couple of 9.50 in Mr. Optimistic, and also Valgiano. But in the 7th, Nadia, there's been good support for Rossman, who is currently the $3 favourite.
And the tempo interests me in this race, Dean. Does there look to be much of it?
No, there doesn't, Nards. It's up for grabs if someone wants to take the race on. Rossman from Barrier 1. Now, he's interesting because he's a horse that does, it can get a little bit keen, so he would be looking for something to maybe lead him. Hunamosa will be handy, Shoplifter handy, Luca Bell fairly prominent, and Never Again's the one from out wide. If it wanted to get across, it'd get across quickly, just depending on intent there from the outside draw. So, yeah, very much speculative, the map.
All right, so that's a big query with the race. What have you gone for?
Yeah, it's the only reason I'm not really keen on Rossman as a good bet. I just think if he gets it right and travels kindly, even if he doesn't get cover, he should win. He was very good first up. Looking at him post-race there, he just looked as though that run would improve him a lot, and he's quite a progressive horse. Only had the 8 starts, 3 wins, 3 placings. So I think if he gets it relatively right here, he'll win. Ground Breaks it much in the same boat. He was sent back to the trials after his performance first up in Sydney. He trialled last Friday at Flemington. Didn't miss the start too badly there. And if he can travel up midfield, he's got form around Iconoclasm last time in, which is really good for a race of this standard. Never Again's in good form. As I said, it'll be interesting the first 200 metres with the intent from the outside draw, but he is racing very well. And Free Fly 2, I thought, did enough in a recent Flemington jump out. Craig Williams trialled him there, and he sticks with him for the first up run. But Rossman the one to beat, but probably just has to get it right in the run. 2, 8, 4 and 7.
So we go 2 from 8, 4 and 7, and then we're over to the last race 8, over 2,000 for fillies and mares of 70, and here you can take out runners 10 and 14, Trent.
Hopefully the last of the day isn't too much of a get-out, Nadia, but I will say that Teodora has been heavily supported, opened $4 on Monday, and is now all the way in the $2.50. B2B is a $4.80 second elect, Lorikane at 7, and you're getting the Queen Leonora, who's been out of touch this morning, currently at 8, and then to the double figures, where Ferocity and Music of the Night are the best of those at 13. But the punters, they've honed in on the favourite here. Theodora heads the market at 250.
And so what does the map look like, Dan?
Nards, I'm thinking from out wide, Rondolago can probably lead. I think Bijou Bell will use Barrier 1 to advantage. Music of the Night from 4. Queen Leonora and Barrier 2, they're all handy enough runners. And Aurora Rose could certainly race a lot closer from a middle draw there. So, no, I think the speed should be okay here.
Okay, what do you like?
I think Darren Weir will win the race. It probably comes down to personal preference with you like Teodora or B2B. They've both got very good cases, I think. Teodora's had the two runs in. good run at Flemington, and since then she's had a jump out at Burrumbeat and jumped out really well last Thursday, so I think she's ready to go. B2B's got the benefit of the run at 2,000 metres, but is sixth run in her first preparation, but she's certainly measuring up to this grade. Seven, Queen Leonora, she ran well in a similar race to this at Moonee Valley a month ago, and eight, Ruby Sky. I thought she just got too far back. She might be the one over the odds worth considering, but yeah, I think it's a good race for the Weir stable. 3, 9, 7 and 8.
3, 9, 7 and 8. Okay, Dean, what's your best roughie quaddie and also your play of the day?
Yeah, I like the last Teodora. I think she can win race 8, number 3. The best value might be the first. Race 1, number 8, Monarch Court. I just thought over the odds with the real spruik on the first starters. The quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 8 and 9. Second leg 2, 4, 9 and 10. Third leg 2, 4, 7 and 8. And the final leg just come home on numbers 3 and 9. My play of the day, just an all-up of the two better bets, I think, on the program. Nards, a win race 5, number 9, race 5, number 8, I should say, Franked, and a win race 8, number 3, Teodora.
Wonderful, Dean. All the best of luck with it. Thank you.
Beauty. Thank you, Nards.
And Trent, before you go, what have been the best back runners so far today?
Nadia, from an overall sense, we'll start with the first on the card and number 6, Columbus Circle, who heads the betting at $2.70 against another highly spruced horse in Gennady at $3.40, and then focus on the last two races on the program, particularly well back since we went up on late on Monday. Race 7, number 2, Rossman, and race 8, number 3, Theodora. The three notable tab movers for Caulfield. The Twilight meeting starting at 4 o'clock. We'll go race 1, number 6, Columbus Circle. Race 7, number 2, Rossman, and race 8, number 3, Theodora. And just in summary of Dino's best, well, he's gone in race 8 for number 3, Theodora, and he's currently the favourite at $2.50 there at Caulfield. His value selection comes up in the first, as you mentioned, just showing away from perhaps the highly spruced debutante. A bit of value, number 8, Monarch Court, who is $7.50 to win and $2.20 to place with Tab Picks odds.
Very good. Thanks, Trent. We'll talk later in the show when there's a little bit more money injected into those pools.
Will do. Thanks, Nadia.
There he is, Trent Langscale joining us from the Tab.